Oh, what up, Dick Nozzle? And welcome back to the Frothcast, a podcast about...
Banana Republic and Nordstrom clothing stores are now considered core surf shops.
I'm your host, Hendo, and this is episode 39. This episode is all about Post Bell's top tunes and my top five favorite surf videos of all time. Yes. This episode is brought to you by... WasabiSauce.com/edu.gov. Wasabi, Bobby. Did you put a little corn on the cobby while you're slobby your knobby in the lobby? Wasabi. All right, mates, merts, flirts, and squirts. Aloha and wasabi. Thank you so much for stopping by. This is the Frothcast, and I am Indonesia, joined as always by my loyal and loving co-host, Mr. Gunther. How are we living today, dog?
Berlin, hey, klar kann ich Berlin. Ich habe meine Alte abgeschossen in Bahn Berlin. Zack!
Okay, we understand that you are still in Berlin. We are doing our best to get you out of there. Don't worry.
Nie wieder Berlin.
All right, we get it. We get it. No more clubbing. We get it. We'll get you out of there soon. Gunther, thanks for stopping by. How about you? Where are you listening from today, my friend? Are you in Australia? Did you just witness the Bell's Beach Conest, as they say? We will get into that in a little bit later. We have plenty of shout outs to give. What a contest that was, or maybe was not. Perhaps you're listening from Bali. Thank you very much. Terima kasih banyak. How about a nice little nasi goreng? Love that shit. Maybe you're tuning in from France. How about that? Seva? Ça va très bien. All right. Thank you, my friend. Wherever you are, I am tuning in from San Diego, California, and there is a little bit of swell in the water. It's about 3 to 5 feet, according to Surfline, but the water is 54. Let's not talk about the weather because boring, but yeah, it is still cold, but it does look kind of fun. So if I was you, I would run out there and get a couple peaks for yourself. What's been going on here lately? I was blessed enough to go up and work a bit with the Wassel yesterday on the Bells contest. So I have some updates there for you guys. I did get to watch some of the waves and there was some standout moments despite some of the days being a little bit of a frothy soup, if you know what I'm talking about. Aside from the Bells contest, what else have you guys been watching? You a big Netflix, Apple streamer? I myself have been watching this show called Party Down. Season 3 is out. Pretty funny. Not as funny as the first two seasons, but still pretty good. Also checked out this show on Hulu called Welcome to Chippendales. Adam Ray, one of my favorite comedians. He is the announcer at the male strip club. As you all know, Chippendales and Thunder from Down Under. Why do I know all these clubs? I don't know. Can't say I've ever been. The show is good and it is funny. I myself have also been doing a lot of reading. I read Jay Shetty's book called Think Like a Monk. Jay Shetty is, I guess you could call him like a mindful health influencer guy. He actually went to a monastery for 3 years, studied under monks, and he incorporates Vedic principles with science into some of his books and podcasts that he does. He just released a new book called 8 Rules of Love, which I am also getting through. But what I liked about his first book, which is called Think Like a Monk, is the idea of your dharma. So your dharma, according to Jay Shetty, he says, represents a person's calling. He explains that dharma is using your natural inclinations, what you thrive at, to serve others. You should feel passion when the process is pleasing and your execution is skillful. So basically, your dharma is what brings you the most pleasure and what you think is your purpose. So something that you're very skilled at and something that you're passionate about, something that you really love. I took that and I really liked it. I'm still trying to find out my ultimate dharma, but hey, doing this podcast is one of those things. So I don't know if I'm getting good at it yet, but we are coming up on episode 40. So the more I do it, the better I get. I am hoping to ramp it back up with some new guests and keep this thing going with some creative ideas. So I love any feedback, any criticism, send it my way. Let's go. So that's what I've been reading. I have also been reading this book called Laugh Out Loud Jokes for Kids. And I'm going to do a quick cold read for you guys. This book is super sophisticated, intelligent, and thorough. And here is just a quick little excerpt from the book. We are on flipping to page 40. Let's take a look. It says, "What did the math book say to the psychiatrist? Would you like to hear my problems?" Okay, let's try another one. Let's flip through another page. That one didn't really work. "Why did the turkey cross the road? To prove it wasn't a chicken." All right, enough of that. So as you can tell, that book is not super dank, but highly recommend Think Like a Monk. And I am starting to enjoy Eight Rules of Love if you're into that kind of shit. What you guys been eating and drinking? I've been going to this rooftop bar by my house lately. It's called Dolly's. It's on top of this restaurant here on University called Hoxton Manor. They have some really good cocktails, super delicious. And recently, I ate at one of my favorite pizza places. It's called Tribute, along with Cardellino, which is an Italian spot, super good. And I finally made it to Kingfisher in San Diego, super good. I definitely recommend you try any three of those. They are all super dank. In other news, I would like to announce that I finally found that spider in my room, and let's just say he gone. All right, so let's get into some fantasy surf stuff. All right, so the 2023 Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach is done and dusted. Just a few days ago, the Wassel crowned some champions. On the women's side, it was Tyler Wright taking out the win with 80,000 doll hairs for first place. What you gonna do with that cash, mate? In second place and runner up is Molly Picklum with a total of 45,000 doll hairs. And I believe she continues to wear that yellow Jeep Creep leader jersey. So good on you, Team Rip Curl. Both taking out the wins there in Bells. And on the men's side, rather emotional final, as it was Ethan Ewing in first place, taking that first place spot with $80,000 hairs, and runner-up Ryan Callahan, $45,000. So when I say that this final was emotional, I mean in the sense that both of these men were surfing for one or both of their late and great parents. Ryan Callahan on the one side, tragically having lost his mother and father his rookie year in 2016. You could see the emotions pour out when he took out John Florence in the semis. I don't know if you saw that last bit, and the waterworks were happening, so I totally understand that. Very emotional moment for him. And he hadn't been in a final since France, where I believe Julian Wilson took that one out, and the guy did a shoey when he won. Julian, that was one of the cooler things you've ever done. On the other side, Ethan Ewing's mother paved the way for his eventual Bells victory when she won the same event in 1983 under the name Helen Lambert, eventually to become Helen Ewing. So Ethan has consistently talked about how his mom paved the way for him. Sadly, at age 6, Ethan lost his mother to cancer. Since then, winning Bells has been something he's always wanted to achieve. He said he even kept her Bells trophy by his bed pretty much his whole life and dreamt about winning it. And he said to Kaipo on the jet ski after winning the final, he said, "It's such a special thing. I've been thinking about it since I've been on the tour, and it's been a huge goal of mine. In honor of her, I want to do her proud." So good on you, Ethan, and good on you, Ryan, two very deserving surfers. And I mean, shit, guys, they went through a gauntlet to get to the final. I mean, when you look at Ethan's road to the final, first up, taking out Owen Wright in round of 32, taking down Medina in round of 16, taking out Maddie McGilvray in quarterfinal heat one, and then taking out Felipe Toledo in semifinal heat one, and eventually taking down Ryan Callahan. Ryan's road was also just as challenging. He took out an informed Griffin in quarterfinal heat four. That heat of round of 16 with Griffin and Kanoa was so fun to watch. If you guys haven't watched that, I would recommend you go back and just watch that, because that rivalry, if you haven't watched Make or Break, it is there, and that heat was intense. And I believe Griffin got one of the higher scores of the entire event. So go back and watch that. Ryan eventually taking down Griffin in the quarters, taking out John Florence in the semis, and then coming to the final. So these guys both had very challenging roads, along with Tyler and Molly. They faced a lot of crazy dragons as well, taking them down in the way. I mean, Steph went down, Carissa went down. And when you think about this contest, yes, a lot of people have been saying, eh, the waves are shit, that and this. But when you look at contests, everybody has the same conditions in front of them, whether it's Rincon, Bell's Bowl, or it was Winky. Sure, the final wasn't as great of waves as we've had in the past, but you can't get a better story than Ethan and Ryan winning. Yes, I will pray to Huey and I will pray to Poseidon for better waves the rest of the year. But as they say, mate, it is what it is. So good on you to the champions. Thank you guys so much for the entertainment. And on the fantasy side of things, we have some new champions as well. So if you haven't already, please join the Frothcast fam. It's on the WSL website. And at Bells, this was our top five finishers. In fifth place, we had the Ledge Dog, one of the best surf meme accounts of all time. You guessed it, Green Room Times. How you going, mates? Good on ya, fifth place. In fourth place, we have Richards3T. Cheers. In third place, we have Maka. Maka, good on ya. Have you guys ever tried maca powder? Let me just tell ya. It is, I think it's a Peruvian or an Incan like root. You put it in your smoothie. And dude, if you're gonna do the horizontal mambo that night, be careful, because it's gonna be Chevy like a rock. I don't know if you know those commercials, but like a rock,
I was strong as I could be. Like a rock.
Yeah, watch out. Anyways, in second place, we have Scrotum Matley. Scrotum Matley. Again, Scrotum Matley. Cheers, mate. Second place. You are doing very well this year. And in first place, we had Jockey B, who is also dominating a lot of these events. So, hey, if you guys are in the Frothcast fam, thank you so much for playing. We are growing by the day. And if we ever get picked up by some sponsors, gonna have some prizes for you guys. But for now, we gonna shout you out and we gonna say congrats. On the Survival League side of things, as you guys know from the previous episode, episode 38, we went down the line. We discussed our strategy. Mine was purely a pizza pick. So I went with Leonardo Fioravanti, who sadly went down to Jackson Baker in heat 8 of round of 16. I mean, who would have guessed that? I probably would have. And who would have guessed that Jackson would have thrown down that 9? Did you guys see that 9? I think it was in round of 16, maybe, against Felipe. And let's just say Felipe ran in. He was needing a 6.7 or something. And he was not stoked that the judges gave Jackson a 9. He kept saying in Portuguese, nove, nove, 9, like saying like, what? They gave him a fucking 9? What? And as you know, when he finally got the score for his last wave, he got the 7 and he advanced. He turned to the camera and said, keep trying, keep trying. I'm not sure who he was talking to. Green Room Times posted a classic meme about it, and the caption was, when you surf with your friend who never gets barreled, and it's Felipe going, keep trying, keep trying. And the comments section is Liddy Dog. One of the more funny ones was someone saying, Toledo talking to himself at Epic Chiopu, keep trying, keep trying. Someone said, keep crying, keep crying. And someone said, my chick, when I ask, is it in yet? Keep trying, keep trying. So that was pretty funny. So anyways, I went down and guess what? I'm out.
Goodbye.
I'm out of the original Survival League. I'm out of the Losers League. And I am out of the Losers Lair. As you guys know from the previous episode as well, Chad chose Jack Robinson, who went down to Xavier Huxtable in heat 9 of round of 16. goodbye.
Goodbye.
And sadly, Taylor from Survival League chose Nat Young. He had a Ouija board pick, and his Ouija board led him to Nat Young out of all people, the Santa Cruz Ledge Dog. And guess what? Nat went down to fellow goofy footer Connor O'Leary in Heat 10, round of 16. So,
goodbye.
Guys, I will promise you this. We're going to have the Survival Lords back on here. We're going to talk about what it's like to be the ultimate loser. We're not talking about the ultimate surfer, Zeke Lau, here. We are talking about the ultimate loser. Because not only did I think I lost in like at the second event this year, I did at Sunset with Zeke, but I lost the first round of the Losers Second Redemption League. So that, my friend, is the ultimate loser. Thank you guys for playing Survival. I hope you guys did better than I. And hey, if you're out there and you still have someone left and you want to talk about your strategy, we have had some great people send in voice memos, and we are always open to hearing about it. What's your strategy? How do you win this thing? I seem to be getting worse by year, by event, by day. I'm also blowing it in the Fantasy WSL League. I think I placed 66th at Bells. But guys, I mean, last year, I think I did pretty good. The year before, I think I did really good, and I won my own league. So, you know, if you're tired of listening to some guy who constantly loses, maybe it just goes to show the surfing's different this year. People have leveled up that we didn't expect, and the waves have not been as good as we normally expect them to be. So, dude, I can't play this fantasy shit when the waves are shit because I have no idea who's going to win. It could be anybody's to win. So if you are a master and you're able to figure this out, good on you. Congratulations. At some point, we will give you your due prizes and props. So good on you. That is our fantasy chat for the day.
2005, photo tilting, wave augmentation, mechanical assists, green screens, and profile manipulation are all industry standards. Present day.
Okay, so if you are a loyal Frother Frothcast fan, then you will know that in episode 36, I talked about my five favorite surf films of all time. Not going to give any spoilers away here, but go back to episode 36 and listen to my number one. It is a doozy. I would love to hear your thoughts on that. What do you guys think about that? In that episode, I differentiated a film and a video. So today, I want to talk about my top five favorite surf videos of all time. So before we dive into what could be a rather exhaustive list, literally there are thousands, if not millions, of surf videos, I've decided to narrow down all of them into my top five favorite. As a quick disclaimer, when I say surf video and not surf film, I mean more of a non-theatrical and somewhat more surf porn based video. So when you think of surf porn, it's music, surf action, sometimes skits and stuff. These videos, however, could include skits, but there is not necessarily a cohesive theatrical plot which drives a narrative that can kind of be the differentiation between video and film. Correct me if I am wrong, Siskel and Ebert. Other things to consider before hearing my list, because of course this is very subjective and this is my opinion, but basically something to consider is general demographics, right? So I was born in the late 80s in Southern California, and as such, I had a closer proximity to the surfers, the waves, and the bands that such filmmakers as Taylor Steele frequently showcased. That is not to say I didn't watch Aussie stuff or stuff in Southern America or stuff in Australia or Indo or other places where great surf videos have also been made. But similar to me liking Neapolitan style pizza, I tend to gravitate more towards punk or hipster surf videos. To each their own. You can like what you want. No worries here. This is a judgment-free zone. But with that being said, let's dive into some surf videos. First up, we gotta shout out the honorable mentions, as surely I'm gonna miss someone or something, and I'm not gonna hear the end of it. I love hearing it, so send it my way if I forgot someone. But for now, here are my honorable mentions for some of the greatest surf videos ever made, and I'm gonna try to say this as fast as I can. Honorable mentions are Morning of the Earth, Dope's Youth, Chocolate Barrels, Searching for Tom Curran, 8, The Kill Series, Momentum, Focus, Kelly Slater, Black and White, Campaign, Hit and Run, Loose Change, What's Really Going Wrong, Lost the Decline, Strange Rumblings in Shangri-La, Hi-Fi by Transworld Surf, View from a Blue Moon, Intersection, Lost Atlas, Dear Suburbia, Cluster, Free Scrubber, The Ocumentary, Raw Irons, The Bruce Movie, Trilogy, Lost the Decline. I said that already, but hey, lady gave me a frickin' 3. You know, I caught a pissing behind my van one day. So those are some of my honorable mentions. I'm sure I'm forgetting some shit like Faces or Tim Curran Here and Now. Those were also pretty good. Did they make the cut? I don't know. You'll have to see. Did I miss anything? Well, before you slide into my DMs and send me a carrier pigeon, let's just dive into my top 5 favorites. So starting at number 5, it is Stranger Than Fiction. Directed by Taylor Steele and released in 2008. The description online is pro surfing a complete lie? Is modern wave riding being faked for glory and profit? Is Dane Reynolds actually a robot? With trademark humor and a trend-setting soundtrack, Taylor Steele's latest genre-defining action flick pulls back the curtain on pro surfing's deepest, darkest secrets. So if you guys remember this video, it starts off with Justice Genesis, the track called Genesis by Justice. This was very influential for me in 2008 and getting involved with dance music and DJing. This was the first time where I started experiencing this type of music and it blew my mind. Some of the soundtrack standouts on this surf video is, of course, Justice. Also, Hearts on Fire by Cut Copy. That was Benji's part. Benji's intro was also hilarious. He goes, "What are you doing? My favorite surfer of all time, Kelly Slater's doing a backflip and he's got like freaking ropes on. What are you doing? Are you real? It's not real." Benji's part was hilarious. And that was the first time I believe I ever heard Cut Copy and their track entitled Hearts on Fire, which was also so influential in my DJ path. It inspired so much of the music that I love and know now. More songs included PNAU, Embrace. That was Jordy Smith's part. What a freaking banger. That song still farks. CSS, the presets were in there. Banshee was in there. The Future Heads, Metric, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, MGMT. There were so many good songs in this surf video that it was just unreal. Some of my favorite parts were, of course, Kalani Rob going apeshit in Indo, surfing spots like Ulu's and Desert Point to the track entitled Punk Rocker by Teddy Bears. I'm a punk rocker, yes I am. I'm a punk rocker, yes I am. That song was mental. And it wasn't until seriously like a few years ago that I realized that that higher angle pointing down was him surfing at Uluwatu. So that's a kind of giveaway. When you see a left point break and they are shooting from a higher angle downwards, chances are it could very well be Uluwatu. That's just my opinion. Another part that stood out, of course, like I mentioned, was Jordy Smith's part where he's raging to PNAU. That artist, PNAU, went on to do some shit with Elton John. And you know that song that they remade? I think it was with Britney Spears. And they kind of blew up. I think they got an Emmy or something for that track. Anyways, I know them for their song called Embrace. And Jordy's part during that track is just mind-boggling. He was kind of new on the scene. It was kind of when him and John were having bidding wars and Jordy ended up signing with O'Neal. I just remember seeing that being like, damn, this dude's gnarly. Another standout part, Rob Machado steezing at Ulu's, and Mitch Colburn's part has a very cool song called Very Vampire, which was very cool as well. Overall, this film was great. It was funny and it had a phenomenal soundtrack. Stranger Than Fiction, thank you so much for influencing me. On to number 4. Number 4, we have Secret Machine. This is Globe's surf video directed by Joe G and released in 2006. This thing was mental. The Globe team at the time was unreal. And the soundtrack had bangers like Arcade Fire, Years Around the Sun, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I will never forget the Cloud Break section where it's noodles in a pool. And all of a sudden, I think Aki says something to him. It's just all kind of cluttered. And then it goes to Arcade Fire, Rebellion Lies. And it is perfect, pumping Cloud Break. You got the Hobgoods out there. You've got Aki out there. You got Noodles, Nathan Webster. You've got just all of the classic Globe writers in this film. Dion Taj, a few other ledge dogs. And this is the write-up online for Secret Machine. Secret Machine is an exploration into the minds of the Globe team writers, exposing a world of magic, mystery, science, and the utmost in performance for the benefit of the entire surfing world. So in addition, there was a little bit of an ongoing narrative behind it. I think you had PT in there saying some shit, turn off the machine, turn it on, and this secret machine controlled these surfers. And who could ever forget the parts like where they go to Capitone? I believe CJ was surfing in Capitone. That was mental. He's also, there's a really good Salsa Puede section. And I believe there's a really good Baja Malibu section. And wow, Gold Lion, Tell Me Where the Lobby Is. That song farked. So number four, Secret Machine, unreal. Unreal. If you haven't seen these two films yet, highly recommend adding them to your queue, because next up at number three, we have What's Really Going On by Lost. There's really not much info about this Lost video out there, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that it was directed by Mike Riola and shot by probably Jason Kenworthy and Ryan Ray, as they always used to shoot for Lost. And this, I believe, came out sometime around 1994. There's a section in there where Chicken Willie is talking about Kelly getting the world title in 94. So maybe this film was made 94 or 95. Not totally sure. But I mean, guys, when I saw this, I must have been, so if it was 94, I probably wasn't allowed to see it until I was 13 or 15. And maybe even now my parents didn't know I saw this, but this surf video was so different and dynamic. This was cut from a different cloth. It really was one of the first surf videos ever that pulled the curtain back to expose the more punk rock party lifestyle of surfers that was once glorified back then, but relatively kind of kept on the hush. So when you look at the Taylor Steele movies, it was a little bit more buttoned up. They were having fun skits and doing sketches. These Lost videos, especially What's Really Going On, was the first time where we see some wild and crazy shit. I mean, from the jump, this surf video wakes up and chooses violence as we see one of our protagonists, Randall, attempting to drop into a half pipe and just completely destroy himself. He eats shit. The film begins. And after that, the film features progressive surfing from wild childs like Wardo, the Lopez brothers, Archie, and others, while a punk rock soundtrack lays the foundation for chaos and utter debauchery from crazy characters like Chicken Willie and others. So if you don't know who Chicken Willie is, I mean, I highly recommend you watch this film to get to know the guy. I mean, he was a definite standout from this film. Let me tell you a quick story. This must have been 2013 or 14. I was living in downtown Los Angeles on 6th and Spring Street. Across the street, there was a bar. It's called Spring Street Bar. And I would go there occasionally with my roommates for happy hour. Really good spot, really good drinks, very dank sandwiches. And one day I was sitting out there enjoying a beer. I think I was solo. The roomies probably went back home, literally across the street. I was chilling there, creeping around. I start talking to this guy who is wearing a scarf. We're talking about surfing. We're talking about California. We're talking about Lost. We talk about the tour. I tell him I'm doing video editing for the ASP at the time. And all of a sudden he says, "Do you not recognize who I am?" I look at this guy, kind of a bigger figure. He's got this scarf. He's got this fedora. And I'm just trying to put it together. And I'm like, looks kind of familiar. Not too sure. Out of nowhere, he goes, "What's really going on?" And I go, "Holy shit. Chicken freaking Willie." Sure enough, it was The guy was living in downtown LA. We started rapping out, talking about the old lost shit. And occasionally I would hang out with him. The guy had like a platinum or a golden record for the song that he wrote with Bradley from Sublime with the same title, What's Really Going On? And he showed me that record and we went out and partied that night. There are some other things that went down that night, which I will not disclose here on public premises. But if you ever want to know, come up to me, ask me. And I've got some Chicken Willy stories for you for sure. He was a ledge dog. He was pretty funny and it was super random that he was living in downtown LA at the time. Back to what's really going on in this film, a couple other standout parts, Kalani Robb's part. There's a part entitled Out of Focus. That song is super sick. Kalani, of course, one of my favorite goofy footers of all time, was ripping. Wardo had a really good part, surfing all over San Clemente. Never forget, he like does this like run and jump thing. I think while some grom on the beach is smoking a cigarette, super random. Wardo runs into a wave, jumps, does an air, comes back in, says, yeah, wasabi or some shit. Kelly's part was also a standout to the Rancid song. Chicken Willy does a phenomenal job introducing that. He goes, hard copy exclusive. Kelly Slater spent too much nights staying up with Pamela Anderson. I don't, you gotta see it. It is so funny. And then one of the parts that really blew me away, and actually at the time, I didn't really know what to think about it, but there's this section in there. Looking back, I like to think now that this might have been one of the more progressive sections of all time. It was an air section featuring these air guys like Justin Madison, Joe Cremo, Christian Fletcher, and Rat Boy. To this song that I think it says, no doubt about it, I can't live without it, alcohol. That was the song. But these guys are doing airs that nobody was doing at the time. They're doing air reverses, they're doing chop hops, they're doing shove-its, they're doing varials. These were airs that nobody was doing at the time. And I don't think they got enough credit for what they did back then. So, hey, here is your flowers. Here's your credit. That shit was insane. That part was seriously revolutionary. So if you haven't seen this film, it's wild. And if you're under 17, mate, I don't know if you should, but hey, I watched it when I was 13. Just don't tell your parents, right? That is what's really going on. So now we are at number two. This was a tough one, but I gotta say Modern Collective. This surf video is directed by Kai Neville and released in 2009. This is the write-up online for Modern Collective. The future is now. A collective of six surfers set out on a voyage to alter one's perception of modern-day surfing. Forget pre-dawn charging. Forget golden lighting. Forget glassy waters. They ignore perfect point breaks in favor of chunky onshore wedges. This is about high performance, state-of-the-art, modern as hell. Onshore equals keepers. Follow these Vogue individuals and obtain a candid look at what a session is actually like with the world's best. The future has already happened. You will just be watching the replay. Starring Dane Reynolds, Dion Agius, Yaden Nickel, Mitch Colburn, Dusty Payne, and Jordy Smith. I mean, hey, if you haven't seen Modern Collective, this surf video changed my life, mate. I remember going to the premiere of this in 2009 at this freaking douchey club in Hollywood, which was called Le Douche. We called it Le Douche, and I was there with my buddy Popo. The place was packed, and they gave us all these custom Modern Collective headphones to listen to the video with, so there was some kind of cool activation merch there with Modern Collective. The movie was super hyped and the premiere was exclusive. So shout out to Tristan at Surfing Magazine who got me in. I was working in the industry at the time, so I feel very lucky to have gotten to go. And the majority of the surfers from the video were there, along with Paul Fisher, aka, as you guys know, DJ Fish, aka Fisher. He does songs like Losing It and You Beauty, and I believe he's been nominated for some Grammys or some shit, but I mean, you guys know he blew up. But Fish was a QS surfer back in the day, and he also did this blog called Follow the Fish, aka Fish Tales, and he was there that night filming for Fish Tales, doing some funny shit. If you can find it online, it's pretty good. He would kind of just banter with chicks and people. He would banter with surfers, roast them. It was pretty funny. So aside from the packed house, I just remember this video, Modern Collective, blowing me away. From the soundtrack to the surfing and the cinematography, I knew it was just like on a whole nother level. And I still watch it to this day to get pumped up. It just totally changed the game for me. I think it was a passing, a changing of the guards. You know, you hear that a lot, but I think Kai Nivelle, as I understand it, was studying under Taylor Steele for a bit. And this was Kai Nivelle's first time being like, nah, mate, I'm good. I'm going to do my own thing. And he brought on the best surfers in the world to some of the best locations. And as the description says, they're surfing onshore chunky shit, but damn, they make it look good. And the music and the filming is unreal. So a couple standouts for me, the whole film is basically a standout, but to me, I especially love the Reunion Island section. I think it features Craig Anderson and a track entitled Destination as remixed by the mate Cassian. So that left, I saw that and going along with that song, and I was like, I really want to go there. It looks so fun. And then I found out, actually it's shark infested waters. I was like, huh. Okay, speaking to the guy who didn't bring a board after Mick got bumped that year at J Bay the following year, maybe yours truly did or did not surf. You never know. But after hearing that, I was like, maybe I don't want to go to Reunion. I think they are doing things to fix it. I also remember at one point someone saying they should call the sharks. That's not right. I don't know. What are your thoughts on sharks? For me, they scared the shit out of me. Other standouts in Modern Collective, the France part was super mental. There's this Mert on the beach and she goes,
everybody was back in the house. And I was all alone at the beach with this freaky guy asking me for your questions.
Yeah, so why you have an accent? Where are you from?
And I say, France. Oh, France. Where's that?
And then it goes boom straight into Dion Agius doing this huge frontside indie grab air. And I remember seeing those waves and being like, damn, that's somewhere around Halsagor in this like woods area. I really want to go there. And I have gotten Halsagor area pretty good, but I've scored better waves down the way at Cabreton. I actually one morning woke up in the woods. That's a story for some other time. I wasn't surfing. I was at the club the night before. I woke up at this house in the woods just being like, is this where they film Modern Collective? What the fuck am I doing here? And the waves looked like shit, but that part was awesome. And who could ever forget Mitch Colburn's part with the song that says, Johnny, remember me? Johnny, remember me. That song is a banger. And seriously, if you haven't seen Modern Collective, I would probably say you watch that one first because it's a little bit more modern than the next film I'm going to talk about. But I mean, it seriously changed my life. So Kai, if you're listening, thanks, mate. And wow, what a banger and what a hangover from that premiere. I still remember it to this day. Now, the moment we have all been waiting for, number one. This is my top favorite surf video of all time. This was hard for me to decide because while I am partial to Modern Collective, because later as an adult, I really liked it and it really changed my perspective on DJing and surfing and dance music. This surf video I'm about to speak about changed my life as a teen. It got me involved so much more with surfing and filmmaking as well as punk rock music. So at number one, we have The Show by Taylor Steele. Directed by Taylor Steele and released in 1997, this surf video was literally a rite of passage for me. I was 13 at the time it came out and I could not get enough of it. The punk rock soundtrack, the skits, the surfing, the fun, it inspired me in so many ways. It introduced me to bands like Good Riddance, Lagwagon, NoFX, Strung Out, No Fun at All, Blink, No Use for a Name, Unwritten Law, and so many others. I mean, when I think about The Show and being a kid and seeing these sketches, seeing these surfers have fun, but also just rip the bag out of waves that were good, also waves that look like shit, but to a punk rock soundtrack, my mind started spiraling. I started saying, wow, I want to surf like that. And I want to make surf videos like that. Like, this was truly monumental for me as a teen. So a couple standout parts for me, Chris Malloy's part. The surfing was pretty good, but it was actually the song Silence by All, also known as The Descendants, which is still one of my favorite songs of all time, which actually had me love this part a little bit more. Chris, Keith, Dan, the Malloys always ripped. All for One is also a great surf video that should have been an honorable mention. Very cool. Another standout part was Shane Dorian's part. It's a classic, starts off with the intro of Snoop, Gin and Juice, and it goes into Mother. In middle school, a bunch of people were like, hey, dude, that's you. I didn't have hair like that, but people thought I looked like him with the wig. It goes into OPP and then into a classic, Teenage Suicide by Unwritten Law. So I have probably seen Unwritten Law about 10 times in my life, and this section was very inspirational for my backside bottom turns. If you look at Shane Dorian's backside bottom turn, look at his hands, look at the way he positions it. I always tried to do backside snaps like that. And Shane, you are an inspiration, dog. Dan Malloy's part with Teenage Zero, that song was classic. I will never forget in middle school, there's a part in the chorus, it goes, Teenage Zero, all he wants to do is rule the world. Once he gets the braces off his teeth, everyone would point at me because at the time I had braces. So that was a classic part. Kalani Robb's part. He's getting out of a limo. That was actually shot in La Jolla on Prospect. So that's downtown La Jolla. Always very cool. Actually, Taylor still filmed quite a lot of his skits down in La Jolla. Benji Weatherly had one where he was roller skating. I think it was either Focus or Momentum. That was shot in downtown La Jolla on Prospect as well. Back to the show, Taylor Knox's part where he's in that insane asylum and the Twilight Zone theme song comes up. That was pretty good. His acting was pretty shit, but it makes it funny. I mean, all the acting in here, especially by Tim Curran, was not phenomenal. So, I mean, that's my last standout. That was Tim Curran's acting and the line where he goes, Rob, they're trying to kill us. Oh, wait, you got them. All right. In the bloopers, there's like, I think they showed like three takes and he just botches it every single time. And eventually he kind of nails it. But the acting from all of your favorite surfers growing up was just so good in this surf video. The music was insane. The surfing was mental. And to this day, if you are to sing any song from this surf video or maybe any Taylor Still surf video, I will be your walking Shazam. Sing the song. I'll tell you whose part. I'll tell you the band name and the song track. I play this game a lot with Joe Trappell. He is also very, very good at it. So if we ever have Joe on, we will play that game. If you're good at that too, hit me up, let me know. And hey, what do you think about my top five favorite surf videos of all time? Did I blow it? Did I throw it? Was it good? Do you agree? Do you disagree? What are your top five favorite, dog? I want to hear from you, mate. Because I had a lot of fun making this and looking back and thinking about the person I was when I was experiencing these surf videos and how it seriously changed my life. And to now where I work on the tour, and if I was to think back then when I'm watching the show, if I was to tell myself like, hey, in 15 years, you're going to be going to all these places and you're going to be meeting all these people and seeing these waves, I would be like, far out, dude. That is unreal. That's insane. So, wow, what a trip down memory lane, and how grateful I am to have experienced the tour, these videos, all the people who made them, and shit, just good surfing, having fun, right? When I think about the show, these guys are just having fun and they're fucking ripping. That's what I love about surfing, fun, ripping, and punk rock. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. That is my top five favorites. What are yours? All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. It has been a blast. I hope you enjoy your Thursday. Maybe it's a Friday for you. I am looking out my window and hey, the weather is still Shiza Manelli, but the vibes are high. So if you are listening while you're in your car, maybe you're on a run, maybe you're taking a shizzler, maybe you are playing Pogs with your second grade teacher. which would be interesting. Not like I'm speaking from experience, but hey, wherever you are today, I hope you have a glorious day, morning, night, evening, arvo, whatever the hell you're doing. I really appreciate you guys stopping by and listening. I appreciate you guys following me on Spotify. I see the numbers going up. I see you, doggy. I appreciate it. And if you get a moment, I would absolutely love some kind of review, whether it's on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever. Or hey, just tell a bud of yours about the pod, because Gunther is blowing his job and we are trying to grow this thing. So to the core who are out there, who are the core lords listening, we salute you. Thank you so much. Means the world to me. Have a great night. Wasabi sauce.
Goodbye.
Bevor ich wieder nach Berlin fahre.
Next stop, Berlin.